your mind out of the funk. Giddy your body off of that junk. Giddy your spirit up in the air. Giddy your life out of that chair. G-I-D-D-Y-Y-O, dark chocolate made in Ontario.
Yo, giddy yo, dark chocolate. No lies, no delusions, no deception. This dark chocolate your body will love, yo.
Warning, warning, warning.
Profound shifts may occur with long-term generous consumption of giddy yo dark chocolate. Accept no substitute. This is real food, not candy.
Giddyyo.com.
Now it's a dangerous world.
Oh man, what
out
a groovy tune that is. You got my radio voice on. All right, you are listening to The Drew Marshall Show, and this first segment of each and every show is called Live on The Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. And if you have any interest in getting a CD from today's artist, you may want to send us a message on our Facebook page. And while you're there, give us a like. You've got to be from Canada to win. We're bribing likes. Yes, that's true. Michael Sciotti is in the house. It's no exaggeration to say that Michael Sciotti has emerged as one of the most compelling guitarists and singer-songwriters in the North American roots scene. Since early 2015, when he was a top 8 finalist at the Memphis International Blues Challenge, holy heart attack, and performed at Tennessee's historic Orpheum Theater, Sciotti has appeared on some of the continent's best festival and theater stages, winning new fans and a reputation for world-class musicianship by way of more than 200 concerts in Canada and the United States of America. This dude can play. And it's so interesting. I think I said this earlier. Well, I think I just said it to you, actually. That you somehow I got a hold of your music, and there was a pitch there. And I just got lost in the pile. Like, I'm so sorry. And then I was packing up the house, moving, as I am. And who's this? And it was that, like, I'm in the process of throwing everything out.
Sure.
Right? I'm minimalizing like crazy. So I've already chucked out 300 CDs.
Yeah.
Gone. And I grabbed yours and went, I'll give it a listen.
Lost in the Pile. Good album title.
It's a great album title.
Yeah.
Title. Anyway, and I went, holy cow, how have I not had this guy on? I called you up and started off apologizing to you on the phone.
I love a conversation that starts with an apology in my direction.
So Canadian, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm so glad you're here, Michael.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
We have many mutual friends, including someone I know, that played drums in that track.
That's right. Chad Davis, the hubby of your assistant, you tell me.
Yes. So Maggie has worked for me for a year. After I got rid of Michelle, sounds like a Jeffrey Dahmer quote or something, doesn't it? Anyway, Maggie's fantastic, and I went out once for a bite to eat with Chad and Maggie. Interesting people, so fun, so love them. Anyway, he's your drummer. There you go.
And a great player, besides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard that from him. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. You're from Coburg?
Well,
or you live there now?
I live there now. My girlfriend and I relocated there in July of last year. I'm actually from Chatham, Ontario, originally.
Both long drives to here.
Both long drives. And I was in Toronto in between those two places.
Yeah.
So I'm here by way of Georgetown this morning.
Right. How are the Jehovah's Witnesses?
Wonderful.
Are they?
Yeah.
Good, good. They should sell door knockers. Their own private line of door knockers. Hey, that'd be good. No, that's the headquarters out there. Do you remember the last time you were at a concert of someone's, a playa, that you went, oh, is this guy so good? He inspires me or she inspires me because I'm not sexist?
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's happened a number of times for me. I had a sort of an almost religious experience when I saw Richard Thompson in 2003, and that kind of set my life on a different musical path.
Really? What way were you going?
Well,
opera?
Up to that point, I had been playing mostly blues.
Yeah.
But I grew up on a wide variety of music, Celtic music, rock and roll, classical music.
Is that why you have a ginger beard?
Yes, that could have
What's
something
the Celtic
to do with
in
it.
You?
Irish.
Shanti is Irish?
No, that's German.
So your mother. See, I did the sexist thing again. What's your mother?
Yeah, she's Irish. Milligan.
Ah, Milligan.
Yeah.
Dilly-dee.
And actually, we're going over to Ireland in October to investigate our ancestral
homeland. Where?
We'll be
north or south first?
We're first flying into Dublin, and then we'll be sort of doing a little tour around the country and up into Belfast eventually.
So that's where the family's
from?
Yeah,
that's right.
Right. So our families are from the same area.
Oh, really?
We were Protestant planters.
Okay.
Which means we were sent as Protestants over to Ireland, Northern Ireland, to tick off the Catholics.
Oh, very good.
It was a purposeful thing.
Noble.
It was very noble, yeah. I'm excited to hear about that genealogical tour.
A little jaunt. I'd be delighted to tell you about it.
Pints is what needs to happen. Michael Shaughty, the website is Michael Shaughty, but you have to guess how to spell his last name. S-C-H-A-T-T-E, S-C-H-A-T-T-E.com, michaelshaughty.com. So how do you describe your music now? Because you are a mutt when it comes to music.
Yeah, it's difficult to describe. I've come up with a phrase recently, eclectic electric roots music.
I'm sorry, what?
Right. Eclectic electric roots music. And
that's like something an opera singer says before she performs.
Yeah, it's a good warm-up. It is. Yeah, it's a bit of a tongue twister. But that's the best means I've come up with for describing my music, which is a real collection of styles.
Yeah.
So I, as I said, grew up listening to all sorts of stuff. I got into blues like many young guitar players seem to do.
Yes.
And then the blues still informs what I do, as we heard from the last song you played there. But it's really just one portion of my thing.
Of your thing. So give us a little. I want to hear this guitar. So remember, I said we're going to talk about the guitar on air.
Sure.
So many questions I had before you got here, but we just stared at each other awkwardly for half an hour.
Right.
What is this guitar?
This is an Irish-made guitar, appropriately enough. Yeah,
yeah.
And actually, when we go over there, so my family's from the County Down, and
I know lots of people from County Down.
And this guitar was built in Newtownards, which is about 20 minutes outside of Belfast.
Right.
And it's the Avalon Guitar Company, and it's a beautiful handmade instrument.
Oh, listen to that. You are a freak. Oh!
So there you go.
That just shivers. Shivers, man.
Thanks.
Okay, give me some diddly-d. I dedicate to that song there that we diddy to my father.
Yes.
Father Grand Marshal. All right, so that's diddly D. Give us if you're gonna do stereotypical blues, what would you do? Just some blues.
Diddly D, yeah,
well, blues, yeah.
Your classic blues, you know. Which really isn't stereotypical blues.
No,
I'm sorry.
No. But man, that was some kind of something. All right, so let's go through this descriptor again. What are you calling your music again? It's what?
Eclectic electric roots music.
And now, we've done blues, we've done Celtic. Give me what's stereotypical roots?
Well, I love bluegrass music, for instance.
Okay.
And some of my songs have a distinct country bluegrass vibe.
Okay, despite, like a flat picking kind of thing?
Well, yeah, or like kind of a country blues vibe, you know.
Little Chet Atkins.
Yeah, some of that type of thing.
Yeah, so we have a pal of mine named Tommy Emmanuel. I don't know if you've
heard of
him or not. He has sat on that very stool sample and played some kind of stuff similar to that.
Well, Tommy's an amazing player, obviously. I saw him in Toronto, actually.
At the theater beside the Sony Theater. St. Lawrence or something. I was there that night, too.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
It was a good night.
It was a great
Who
night.
Was the dude that opened for him?
Andy McKee.
Who?
Andy McKee.
That wasn't the show I was at.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, Tim, you were there, too.
Yeah, thanks for remembering. I sat beside you.
No, you didn't. You were seven rows behind me.
Anyway.
All right, let's do a real song, your real songs.
Sure.
None of this showing off business.
No showing off allowed.
None of that.
This is a tune from my latest album. It's called Honey Doll.
Beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Michael Shati.
Well, yes, I'm stuck with a sweet tongue for that honey doll. She's a shrewd opportunist with a sugar plum, but I always fall for the honey doll. Oh, Lord, there she goes, shaking those hips, and you know she knows that each and every twist makes a better little slave of me. Oh, please, baby, don't you dress so nice. I'm all locked in and you're cranking that vice. I need a witness to the theft of my every heartbeat. Well, yes, I'm stuck with a sweet tongue for that honey doll. She's a shrewd opportunist with a sugar plum, but I always fall for the honey doll. Shame, 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 I say, put those legs and her lips away. Poor me, the victim of a heavenly view. Oh, she plays it coy and she plays it nice. She's a hot little devil in a suit of ice. You won't melt her, but you might just enjoy being used. Well, yes, I'm stuck with a sweet tongue for that honey doll. She's a shrewd opportunist with a sugar plum, but I always fall for the honey doll. Must be wrong. Collecting my thoughts never took so long. It gets harder still with every sweet word from my mouth. Oh, now please, baby, don't you tempt me so. My blood, it runs hot and it's starting to flow just like a river. It's a brain drain heading down south. Yeah, yes, I'm stuck with a sweet tongue for that honey doll. She's a shrewd opportunist with a sugar plum, but I always for the honey. Yes, I'm stuck with a sweet tongue for that honey doll. A shrewd opportunist with a sugar plum, but I always fall for the honey doll. Oh,
my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Shati on the Drew Marshall Show. Oh man, that's some pretty good entertainment right there, by golly.
I'm glad you think so.
Yeah, that's some pretty good stuff. Ken Whiteley, have you done much with him or anything with him at all?
Funny, you mentioned Ken. I actually met him for the first time in October at a Folk Music Ontario conference.
Okay.
And we jammed a little bit.
Yeah.
Interesting story. We were jamming in a large circle of people, and we went around the circle, and everybody picked a song to lead.
Yeah.
And Ken was sitting beside me, and I knew of him but didn't really know him. We had just met. And the song I picked was Barrett's Privateers by Stan Rogers. You know, oh, the year was 1778. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Nice.
And so I went through that whole tune. A letter of Mark. I won't do it here.
No.
And went through the whole song. And that tune is interesting because it's a cappella. It's,
yeah.
It's, I think, four or five vocalists. And then finished the song. And Ken leans over and says, that was good. You know, I was on the original. He was one of the guys in the studio with Stan Rogers on that, too.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and I love that recording, too. So,
good. So good. Well, when he starts up his gospel matinees at Hughes Room Live again in October, man, I'd love to see you on that bill.
Well, you can lobby Ken for me,
if you
don't mind.
I will. I totally will.
And I'll do the same.
I'm trying to emulate Ken, as you can see.
I see that. It's coming in nicely.
With my grandpa beard.
Likewise.
Yeah. Yes, well, you need some dye. Ladies and gentlemen, live in the studio with Michael Schatte. His last name is spelled S-C-H-A-T-T-E. Some would say in the business that you should change your last name so it's more memorable and spellable.
Like, that's true.
Like, totally.
Yeah, what can I say? I'm interested in challenging people.
Schatte. When you were a kid, did you want to be Mr. Music Man?
I'm not sure yet whether I want to be Mr. Music Man, but...
Really? But you are.
Yes. No, I've wanted to play music pretty well since I started playing music. I started on the piano when I was 5.
Yeah.
Took more to the guitar when I was 8. And it's been guitar ever since, although I dabble on violin and mandolin and a few other things. But
you're like a junior Ken Whiteley.
Well.
That's a compliment, by the way.
I take it.
That guy plays like 38 different instruments.
Yeah.
What instrument are you not good at?
I'm a terrible medieval crumb horn player. Just awful.
What?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that. A medieval crumb horn?
The crumb horn. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even want to know anything else. Can you do a song for us, please, Michael Schatte?
Sure.
What song are you going to be doing?
Well, speaking of medieval music...
you're going to play some Kiss?
Yeah.
What do you got for us? What do you got?
So I'm going to do another song off the last album. This is one that kind of illustrates the blend of Celtic and other styles.
Right.
In my music. This is called Northern Dancer Boulevard.
Beautiful. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, Mr. Michael Schatte.
Sedan, a kid, and call it a life. A Sunday roast, she cooked it tough. Chew the cut, I've had enough. On Northern Dancer Boulevard, I lost my mind. On Northern Dancer Boulevard, I left her behind. Now, honey, I'm gone for a nice sweet stroll back before your TV credits roll. Track my deep seeking missile payload primed on Northern Dancer Boulevard. I lost my mind on Northern Dancer Boulevard. I left her behind. She don't know the things I'll do. Meet at last, and the seed is sowed. The heat goes down right there, right there in the road.
Northern Dancer Boulevard. I lost my mind on Northern Dancer Boulevard. I left her behind.
I cannot guarantee how that's going to come across from a production point of view because I got caught staring a few times. Sorry about that. Wow, buddy, that is so crazy. That's got to be a showstopper whenever you play. Like, people get silly about that tune.
Yeah, that the outro sequence I play in a variety of different forms, and yeah, it's an exciting little.
Oh, fantastic! Okay, let's talk about players.
Sure.
Joe Bonamassa.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like him? What do you give him? Well, let's do rating. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Michael Shotti rating players that he hopes to open for, so he needs to be nice. Joe Bonamassa, 1 to 10.
Well, it's impossible to rate guitar players because there's so many different... But, okay, for blues, I'd give him, 9 out of 10, I would say.
Right.
But
for what he's known for is blues, is it not?
Well, blues rock. I mean, he's a great guitar player. He's an absolutely great guitarist. And for the blues rock thing, he's very much, doing the same type of thing that maybe Gary Moore used to do, or some of these heavier blues rock guitar players. I think he's brilliant at it.
Joey Satz.
Satriani?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so I'm sorry, I hang out with cool people.
I see.
Who call him Joey Satz.
Well, I hope Joe won't be offended, but I saw him at Massey Hall.
And he thought he sucked?
No, I thought he was great as well, but I fell asleep.
That happened to me with Eckhart Tolle.
Yeah, and it's not because he wasn't entertaining. It's just that's not really my type of guitar
thing.
Work. Yeah.
So Joe Satriani needs to stop using the whammy bar so much.
Well,
that's what I think.
Yeah.
There's a lot of whammy bar in there. I've never seen anyone use
a little
whammy bar.
Goes a long way. And
listen, he uses a whammy bar like Conrad Black uses commas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Run on. Anyway, Steve Vai.
I don't know, 9, 10 out of 10 for that style, would say. I mean,
Eric Johnson.
Yeah, he's great.
I find Eric Johnson more melodic than the other two dudes I just mentioned.
Yeah, Johnson is a little more progressive sounding to me. I mean, he blends a lot of styles, but he also has a real pop side of him.
He does.
You can hear in his compositions. And I don't mind his singing voice either, actually.
Yeah.
It's pretty smooth sounding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last time I saw B.B. King, I've told this story a few times. Was it the day I interviewed him? No, it was another day. Anyways, I interviewed B.B. King, and a couple of years later, I went to see him at Casino Rama. And he sat down on stage, and he proceeded to play In Between the Strings.
In Between the Strings.
He missed the strings.
Oh, yeah.
So many times. It was awkward. What are you doing, B.B.? Stop. Retire already.
Yeah. When was this?
2 years before he died.
Okay.
I can't remember when that was. And then he drooled on his shoe.
Oh, boy.
That's an awkward moment, I'm saying, right there,
Yeah, that's that's probably not what you paid for.
No. You know. No. I mean, listen, I'd find it humorous if Tim did that, but not B.B. King.
You know, I think there's a point in time every artist has to decide for themselves. But when you've achieved a spectacular level of success, you have to ask yourself, well, how much more of this do I really need? And when does the point of diminishing returns arrive beyond which maybe I shouldn't go in terms of delivering for my audience? But hey, if they enjoyed the show, there you go.
Speaking of falling asleep, Mark Knopfler.
Oh, 10 out of 10. 15 out of 10.
Yeah, but I fell asleep at his concert at the Sony Center. It used to be called the O'Keefe Center.
Yeah, you know, he has gotten a bit softer and more relaxed as he's aged. Aged wonderfully, in my opinion. But I love his guitar playing.
I just love his hair.
Oh, what hair? Yeah. That's funny. Mark Knopfler is a hero of mine. I love his work. And he plays with his fingers. He doesn't use a pick. And that's a big difference because the sound is totally different and wonderful. He has what I call the flesh tone.
I have to admit something. This is so hard for me to admit. I made a mistake.
Okay.
I had Mark Knopfler in front of me as a name written down, but I was thinking Matheny.
Oh, Pat Metheny.
Pat Metheny was the guy with the hair. That's what I actually meant was the hair thing. And that's the concert. I don't hear anything out there. That's the concert I fell asleep at.
Well, because your hair looks a bit like Mark Knopfler's now, because he's pretty well bald.
Is he?
So, yeah.
But I don't know Mark Knopfler, Pat Metheny, the correlation. Like, how would you describe the difference between those two?
Well, they're not correlated really at all. One's a progressive fusion jazz guy, I suppose, Metheny.
Right.
And Mark Knopfler is folk rock.
Okay, see,
pop.
I would dig that more.
Yeah, but Mark has a lot of country and blues in his playing.
Okay,
and a Celtic element as well, which is probably why.
Totally
I like
get
him.
That. I don't know why. Yeah. I'm sorry, I even slagged Mark Knopfler because I haven't seen him in concert.
Yeah,
it was Pat Metheny.
Nor have I actually.
You haven't?
No.
How can you be that creepy of a fan and not go to his concert?
I missed him last time. He came to Air Canada Center, I think, with Bob Dylan.
Is he? I think he's coming to the Sony Center.
Maybe he is.
What about Bruce Coburn? I want to hear his opinion on that one.
Well, you know, I'm not asking it because I don't want him to say anything bad about Bruce.
Right.
Because then it's go time.
I think Bruce is a great player. I play one of his songs, actually.
What do you play?
Foxglove.
Dude.
Oh, do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Can you?
Do it.
I can. I got to tune up.
That's okay. I'll do another advertising thing while you tune.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Sure.
Oh, I'm so excited. Who else did that? Oh, remember...
the other guy.
The guy from the East Coast, the big dude.
Matt Anderson? Name?
No, but I'd like to get him on the show. I love him. Matt Anderson opened... Not opened, but he played before Bruce Coburn at the Aurelia Festival. What's that called? SARS Fest? No.
Oh,
what is it?
It used to be in Toronto, and they had to move it up north.
Yeah. Geriatric Fest is what I called it. It was old, old people there, man.
Mariposa.
Brought to you by Depends. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live in studio with the one and only Michael Shotti, and he is about to perform one of Tim and me's all-time...
Hour.
Tim and ours. What? Shut up. All-time favorite Bruce Coburn songs.
Cool. Yeah.
Is there a setup, really? No.
No, I don't think so. Could you crank the guitar just a bit in my cans for this one? Thank you.
How's that? Is that a little better?
That's better, yeah.
Yeah.
Foxglove. Thank you.
absolutely beautiful. You got to be happy with your life. Honestly, if I could play anything close to that, I just would. That would be my life, man. I'm so envious of you. Mm. I wish I was you.
Thank you. Well, maybe I wish I was you.
No, no, not going to happen. Don't want that. My expiration date is closer.
But you're ripe. That's the thing.
Speaking of ripe, here are some raw banana spears with vine-ripened heirloom red bananas by Giddy-O. They were so good, except all I smell is banana bread. Can you smell that in here, you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I want people to buy stuff from you and go see you perform.
I like the sound of that.
Could you tell us how our listeners might do that?
Yes. Well, they can go to my website, michaelshatte.com.
Spell it, please.
MichaelShatte.
Do you really need to spell Michael?
Well, E-A-L is a common misspelling.
Who does that?
Misspelling.
Yes,
I know.
It is. Common misspelling. Yeah, yes, it is. Yeah. So Shatte, S-C-H-A-T-T-E.com. Yep. And what are they
doing? So they can check out, they can buy my CDs online. They can see all sorts of free video footage since this is the era of giving away video on the internet.
Give it away now.
That's right. And they can see my live dates and where I'm playing. I play all
When you're
over.
On a date, you take a camera with you? Oh, sorry, wrong thing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Actually, that'd probably be more entertaining than the show itself. But they can see where I'm playing live. I play all over Ontario, typically, sometimes further afield, and hopefully a lot further afield as we move ahead.
So. Yeah. Well, our show is listened to by people in over 150 different countries, and if you want to bring this guy to your country, go to his website and book him, Dano.
Book him.
Yeah. Where is the? Can you share with us like the coolest gig where you were on stage going, oh, this is so awesome?
Good question. Have I had a cool gig at this point?
What do you mean at this point?
I don't know what probably playing an outdoor festival gig of some kind. Probably actually playing up at Mont Tremblant in Quebec was pretty cool because, you know, you had the mountains there and the beautiful ski resorts and that was really something.
Yeah.
I've been lucky to open for some great performers. Colin James was a hero of mine when I was younger, and I got to open for him. So
that's
that
cool.
was a, that was a pleasure.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, and I've done some really enjoyable things musically.
Good. I'm very fond of you. It's getting weird again, isn't it? When I say positive things, it just doesn't come out right. You didn't eat near as much as I thought you would. It's another great compliment I've given someone.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm so glad I didn't throw your stuff out.
Yeah, thank you for not throwing out my rather expensively produced promo package.
It was a great promo kit. Yeah, I think that's what made me not throw it out. I went, if somebody put that much effort into this, I can't throw it out.
Well, everybody now wants the electronic press kit, and I just think, what easier thing to delete
True story.
Than an email with a bloody PDF?
True story.
So I send out a big obnoxious package.
Yeah, and it is obnoxious.
Yeah.
Can you please finish this segment with another live song?
Sure. Are you gonna jump in on harmonica on this one?
I don't think. No, you're so good. I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well. I had my little jolly there before. He played the blues, and I grabbed my my case of Monte Cristos, which is my cigar box number 5 from Habana, filled with harmonicas.
I'm gonna do a song from my next album. So that's the other thing I'm doing is I'm working on a new studio
Good.
Album as you know right now,
Good.
And it'll be out hopefully by the end of the year. This is
Would you consider coming back when it's released?
I'd love to.
Open door for you, man.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Thank you. So this is a song from the next album, and this is for the blues fans. I mean,
yeah,
I don't always play blues,
yeah.
But as I said, it's part of my what I do, and so this is for the blues fans. I wrote this for a trip down to Memphis to play. This is a song about having competing with your brother over a woman. This is called "Please Don't Dance with My Brother."
I stinking love this, Michael Shatte on the Drew Marshall Show.
Sing it.
California just 1 year apart. You know that I came first, but you think I was the ugly false start. My folks tried again, you know, and out came Stanley, the beautiful boy, the new favorite of the family. And 20 years on, we done had enough of each other. Well, if you won't dance with me, honey, please don't dance with my brother. Well, don't pass me over for a man from the very same mother. There's plenty of men who wanna take you out dancing, but don't pick the one who looks like me. Only handsome if you won't dance with me. Please don't dance with my brother. Let me set the scene. It's a dance at the old town hall. Everybody's dressed in their best and they're having a ball. Well, in walked the girl that I've been chasing all summer. Big eyes, nice hips, you know, a certified stunner. But those big damn eyes are right smack dab on another. Oh, if you won't dance with me, honey, please don't dance with my brother. Don't pass me over for a man from the very same mother. No, there's plenty of men who wanna take you out of dancing, but don't pick the one who looks like me. Only handsome if you won't dance with me. Please don't dance with my brother.
Sudden I'm breaking into here.
Nice harmonica.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that moment. Sometimes, you know, here's the thing. I don't think I could be a professional musician for a number of reasons. Number one, I'm not that talented. Number two, I don't have the attention span. Like, I get distracted real easily, man.
Yeah,
so
you
as
do
a
need
drummer,
to be able to finish a song.
I can't finish. It's just unbelievable. Listen, I am so happy that you came. Thank you, Michael.
Glad to be here. Thanks,
appreciate it very much, man. Michael Schatte, the website is michaelschatte.com, S-C-H-A-T-T-E.com.